Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Do you see how Christ elevates the ministry of the Word? He holds it up as the source of your salvation. It is for your good that Christ went away so that the Spirit might be sent to work in your heart. The Spirit could not come if Christ did not go away. If Christ had remained teaching and preaching, doing miracles and healing, the Spirit would not be sent. He had to depart this life. For by his death and resurrection, he renewed heaven and earth. By his death and resurrection, he established an eternal kingdom in which the Spirit is now sent to rule everywhere through his word. So Jesus said, "It is for your good that I am going away." And so we call that day Good Friday. Sin is paid for. Death is conquered. Satan is tossed from his throne, his head ground in the dust. Had Christ remained on this earth, how could salvation have been won? The Spirit would not be sent, and sin, death, hardship, pain, and suffering would continue to reign over us. So do you see how Christ elevates the ministry of his word? It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. For where that word is preached, there the Spirit works. He never works apart from the word, never outside of the word, but only and always through his word. So that you would not be confused as to what the Spirit is doing as he's working through his word, Christ clearly lays out his office. He comes to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He does not come to establish any kind of earthly kingdom like ancient Israel. He does not come even to make your life better so that way everything will go according to your plans and you can have happiness and peace and whatever else we desire for this life. No, the Spirit comes to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And he does not do this through legislation or through rulers, whether good or bad. But he does this only through his word. It's a kingdom of his word, where the Holy Spirit makes all subject to Christ through his word. He convicts the world of sin. Christ is not speaking of the sin that the world recognizes and punishes, such as murder, adultery, theft, even greed and anger the world will condemn. But he says, because they do not believe in me. The world does not condemn unbelief, but unbelief makes sinners of all and condemns all. Unbelief turns their righteous acts into nothing more than filthy rags tossed into the fire. It lumps all people together and places all under the wrath and condemnation of God. And no one can set himself free except through faith in Christ. So this is what the apostle means when he says, "There is no difference. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." It doesn't matter if we refrain from murder, adultery, theft. It doesn't matter if husbands love their wives. It doesn't matter if children are brought up with good morals. It's good for society, and God be praised for that. But it does not save. For God does not look at the things that man looks at. We look at the outward, but God always looks at the heart. The heart is the foundation of anger, pride, and every other fault. The heart is the reason politics are ugly and murder, rape, and theft continue to happen. You can pass whatever legislation you want. You can ban whatever you want, and yet these things will continue to happen. It will never change the heart. There is no difference. We all have that same sinful heart, so not one of us can claim to be better than anyone in here or out there. Not any one of us can claim to have access to God either. The only way we can be delivered from this sinful heart is through faith in Christ. So if we refuse to believe in Christ, we remain in sin, and thus we remain under eternal condemnation. The Holy Spirit comes to convict the world of righteousness as well. This righteousness also is not a worldly righteousness where men are praised for being good, upstanding citizens, beneficial to society. But this is a righteousness that comes only through faith in Christ. Christ is the one who earned it because he alone went to the Father. So you must seek this righteousness, not in yourself or in your works, but solely in Christ. This righteousness is Christ taking your sins as his own, dying in your place, and being laid in your grave. This righteousness is Christ parading through hell itself as the conqueror, rising from the dead and ascending to sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. This is the righteousness that makes you pleasing and acceptable to God. Christ has earned it and won it. He has no need of it for himself. But he has done all of this for you, so that you might be pleasing and acceptable to your God. It is completely outside of yourself, for Christ alone has won it. It is completely outside of your feelings and your emotions. For this is a righteousness that comes through faith in Christ. You can feel sin, but you do not often feel this righteousness of Christ. You can judge sin, both in yourself and in others, but very rarely do we see this righteousness. It is a gift from Christ. God accepted Christ when he raised him from the dead and brought him into his heavenly kingdom. And since Christ has done all of this for you, then God also accepts you and will raise you and bring you into his heaven. If your sins alarm you, if your conscience grieves you, if you feel like you are unworthy and God pays no attention to you and you are undeserving of any gift from God, then God be praised because the Spirit has worked this in your heart. But listen to what the Spirit also wants to say to you. Christ is your righteousness. Christ is your holiness. Christ makes you pleasing and acceptable to God. Christ is your righteousness now and forever. Take hold of Christ through faith, and you have the greatest treasure in heaven and on earth. On his work you must boast and rely, because this is a righteousness not of your merit, but of the merit and mercy of Christ. Finally, the Holy Spirit convicts the world of judgment. Again, this is not a worldly judgment, but a spiritual judgment that comes through the Word of God and has dominion over the soul and the body. Do you see now how serious the Spirit's work is? The whole world is held accountable for sin and unbelief, and so the whole world is condemned with Satan himself. In Eden, God passed judgment on Satan already. He stood condemned. On the cross, he is defeated. And through this word of reconciliation, he is shown to have no power over you whatsoever. Finally, on the last day, you will see it all. So, will you stand condemned with the devil or not? Most certainly not. For by faith, you have been declared righteous in Christ. By faith, we have been freed from the devil's kingdom and brought into the glorious kingdom of Christ's grace. By faith, we live with confidence that heaven is ours. So the gospel is the judge of you. And the gospel judges you holy, righteous, innocent, and perfect for Christ's sake. You see, the kingdom of God is one of grace and power, and it rests only in the word of God. Through that word, the Spirit carries out his great and noble office. He convicts the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He shows that Christ has paid for our sins and separated us from the number of the unbelieving. He shows that even our fiercest enemy stands condemned. So now do you see why it is good that Christ went to the Father? For now, through his word, the Spirit has come to work faith in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Amen.